welcome and welcome you all back to another exciting episode in Twinkle's channel. Today, guess what? Guess which is the topic I'm going to speak. I just wrote about it. I just talked about it on video and I thought my podcast channel should hear about this topic too. And the topic is so straightforward and up to the point. It's peace of mind. You know, across the world, across the regions, across the continents, every single living being on the earth craves for peace of mind. Trust me, am I not telling the truth? Correct, right? Even if you go to a baby, it'll have complain about not having peace of mind. It has its own worries. Say it kids, say it adults, say it monk. Even they are longing for peace of mind, right? That's why they're doing meditation and all that sadhana. So the point here is the entire world craves for peace of mind. But you know what? The real truth, the reality, the harsh, brutal truth on face is that none of us can get peace of mind at all, because our human brains and minds are filled with desires, strong desires. It can be materialistic for some. I want to buy a house, I want to buy a car, I want to buy this, I want to buy that. It can be a strongest desire towards some person, attached to some person, in some relationship. It can be that, it can be anything, it can be attached to something, even food, like I want to eat this, I want to do that. So all this strong desires, you know, that'll never give us peace of mind that we crave for. That's how we humans are wired. We humans are designed that way by the universe to crave for something. Because we all, if you ask me, I'll talk in my spiritual world. If you ask me, I'll tell this way. I've done it many podcasts. I'm saying it yet again. In this, we have come to earth not as a blessing. Yes, of course, I can say it's a blessing, because compared to animals, compared to insects, their birth and the purpose of life, humans have a greater purpose to live, right? We can eat, we can walk, we can do anything which we wanted. We have a better birth compared to animals, birds, because they could not talk, they could not eat, like with hands and all those things. In that way, we are living a blessed life. But we have taken a soul contract with the universe, with the God, to come to this earth to get our to get hurt and heal the wound. Basically, based on previous karma, we have done some bad to someone or some wrong to someone, we have taken this birth to get it solved with them. Like either they will hurt back and we have to be sorry for that, or it's a soul contract that we have told God that I will take it in this birth. If somebody has done something very bad to someone health wise, say for example, a hospital has done so bad to a patient, so next birth that particular doctor will be a very bad patient. That's how the soul contract works, because you have done some karma and you have to deal with that karma, because karma never goes us, it'll never leave us alone. Okay, forget that spirituality topic. My point is not that. My point is peace of mind. So how do we get peace of mind? Peace of mind, you have to get away with strong desire that we can never do it. I can never do it. You can. I bet 100%, 100 out of 100 people cannot live with peace of mind, because our mind is so engulfed with a lot of desires. We are running for something and we are never getting over with the running. If you're doing something, then our next desire comes up, so in that way there is no peace of mind. Second thing is, peace of mind is actually it is the content life that we are living in. Say for example, you have 3 times food and you have a roof, you can sleep, you have good clothes, even that is peace of mind. Many people in the downtrodden slum and very downtrodden family, they don't get that they don't get this pleasure, right? And then peace of mind comes from the environment, the aura around us. Say for example, if you have toxic parents, I keep repeatedly telling this time and again, don't ask me whether I have toxic parents, it's not like that. Generally, I don't know about abroad in Indian brown families, we do have toxic parenting. Either the father can be a toxic father, a mother can be a toxic mother, toxic siblings, it can be anything in the family. And even these days we have toxic friends also, who can be fake friends, who can be very good on face to you and behind the doors they can back vision. All this low vibe thing happens. And most importantly, toxic work culture, you know, it happens. I'm not telling away from reality, I'm telling the real world problems. If you are ending up with a toxic work culture, you cannot expect peace of mind to be there with you. It's just the way it is. Even if you are a highly paid some officer, or even if you're a highly paid manager or leader, or even if you're a highly paid DevOps engineer, it's never matter. Payment, yes, bills, paying bills is necessary. Living money is necessary. That is definitely a big catalyst and contributor to peace of mind. But that is not a peace of mind at all. If you yearn and crows and you have a toxic work culture, that doesn't equate to your peace of mind. Your peace of mind means you have to go to your bed, sleep peacefully. If you have that kind of a work culture around you, without much of a toxic people who don't bring negativity to you, who has visions like growth, ideas and all those positive things, and not low vibe thing, that is a real peace of mind. And the point here is, I'll tell you, yes, this topic, actually I brought this into podcast because I really wanted to mention about peace of mind online. I saw news where a UPSC topper, a girl topped, and it's literally a great achievement to top in UPSC exam in India, competing so many intellects. She was, instead of celebrating her, people are literally bullying her online for her facial hair. I don't understand. For her facial hair, she's getting slammed on media, but she has achieved something extraordinary that other people could not have. Imagine you are just putting all your... I see this online bullying, mass mob bullying kind of thing as a kind of a depression signs in people, because they all have stress in their own lives. They don't know where to go and vent out with it. They don't know where to go and heal with it. So they just come online and spit all hatred and negativity on some random post. On it is not even relevant to them. It is not even I think, say for example, if it's something relevant to you, if somebody hurted you or somebody did something to you, you go back and talk about them or do something that at least makes that is not right either, but that at least makes sense. But in this context, that girl has really, really achieved a very big, huge thing. And she, out of nowhere, somebody from, she is from, I think she's from North India, from Pune, or I don't know, somewhere in the northern part of India. Southern part of India, somebody is online bullying her, which I don't understand at all. How do you even relate to that person? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. That should be the principle. And this is the case of not just India, I see across the globe, people are ready to bully anyone. Anything you post online, there will be some hundred. It's actually, in a way, it is good. You will have different opinions come through. In that way, you can think better, think clearly. You will get good feedback. You can improve yourself better. You can grow better. It is, if you look at the positive side, it's actually good. But it's not always good, because it comes with a lot of negativity and baggage. No, why you wake up in the morning and you go and spit your hatred on someone's post who have achieved so much, then you can't even dream of doing that. You wouldn't even able to do that, even if you try. So in that case, do not spread negativity. Try to if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all, to put it in a simple way. So across the world, this is a common problem of mass mobbing, mass bullying. In fact, this bullying just started with jobless people, fake accounts like this. It started like that. But these days, I see professionals on Twitter, like doctors, like engineers, they go on like a street fight. It is happening in media across various topics, a difference of opinions in political differences, religion differences, this that, all these people are fighting. And if you ask me, if you keep on fighting with people online, it will internally damage you. You wouldn't know that you may win that argument, you may win that moment, you can have that star moment for that time. There are other simps like you, they'll try to shoulder you and support you in that negativity thing, but eventually you wouldn't be the winner. The girl who cleared the UPSA exam, she'll go places, she'll go heights. This facial hair and all will be gone. Like, if you think after 5-6 years, she'll be somewhere in NASA working for some bigger organization, life settled or career settled and all this. What you will be doing, doing cyber bullying and online bullying like this, you will tend to stay in the same place or even go down further, because you'll engage in this conversation and some or the other day, this energy will eat you up and it will cause own trauma to yourself. So in that way, peace of mind will never exist in your life, because you are instilling that negativity into someone else, which you cannot reap back to yourself. So the simple thing is that how to deal with this is, this is only for online situations who doesn't relate to you in real life. Okay, real life you have to deal it separately. For anons, for strangers who don't know online, somebody comes to bully you, in that way, how to deal with it? I'll tell you a secret mantra. The secret mantra is, it is what it is. That means, if you are telling 2 + 2 = 4, and somebody comes and tells that 2 + 2 = 6. Just say yes. You can only teach them once. 2 + 2 = 4. You can tell only that much. If they are coming and arguing with you, no, 2 + 2 = 6. Just say once, if they are not correcting, if you are not willing to learn, okay, fine. Just like that. Let it be. Let it be. Take it cool. Don't engage in conversations, arguments. Try to prove your point. Try to be the winner in that conversation. It will only suck up your own energy and time, unnecessarily proving yourself to a stranger, which is not at all going to do good to you in any way. Use your time very, very wisely, very productively, very happily, very peacefully, very joyfully, instead of waking up and arguing with stranger online over your sentiments on something else. So the peace of mind comes in a secret mantra. 2 + 2 = 6, if somebody says online, just say yes and move on. Just say yes and let it be. But it's only for online. In this case of workplace, if somebody comes and says 2 + 2 = 6, don't agree to it, because at workplace you will be always gauged in that scale. So you have to defend yourself, you have to speak for yourself, you have to raise for yourself, talk for yourself and prove your point. Because at workplace it's very, otherwise people will eat you up. So you have to always be the assertive person and say why you say it. So 2 + 2 = 4, you have to do all the proving in a polite way, in a subtle way, not brutally on face in a rude way, but you have to put your points in a business professionalistic way, but not like online, like how the bullies do, not like that. So eventually the point here is, peace of mind comes when somebody says 2 + 2 = 6, say yes and let it be. That is a secret tip that I would like to give to you all in this podcast. peace of mind comes from acceptance, not in the winning moment. Even if they are wrong, also don't take efforts to correct someone online who is not at all relevant to your life. Just let it be and chill out. And when it comes to there is 2 points here. One is let it be, and the other point is the strong desire that we have in person or on any materialistic pleasures like house, car, whatever. I know it is very hard to control because we are all humans. We are not monks or we are not saints. My guru is one saint. He was a fakir. He went door to door and collected food. From houses. He lived a fakir life. I wanted to be like him, but I could not do that. Everyone have strongest desire on something, and I do have on someone and something. So it is like a human mind, but we all should try to come. We all should try to deal with it amicably and without causing without causing your own peace of mind to be eaten up. So peace of mind comes from two things. One is 2 + 2 = 6. It is totally fine. And strong desire on anything or anyone. Just try to deal with it amicably. And these are the mantras that I would like to give Nyan on this podcast. If you find this content relevant, it helps you, then give me some good feedback. I'll take bad feedback also, not a problem. Give me something, speak to me, and I would love to hear your opinion on this. And until then, on my next episode, I'll catch up with you with an exciting episode. I am signing off now. This is your Twinkle. Lots and lots of love and light. Blessings. Cheers. Bye. Take care.